Well, you know, we need some Kub. Why don't we do the Kub? Don't you think? The only thing that can cure me of this melancholia that I'm suffering from is a good game of Kub. And I don't know who else is going to tell me how to do this, but Eric Anderson here, who is the master of Kub, the man who made Kub a household word in Eau Claire and in North America, because Eau Claire is more or less the center, the capital of Kub in North America. Is that true?
It is the Kub capital of North America, yep. Yeah.
And you kind of, you made it that way.
Ah,
a big part of it.
Well, yeah, a big part of it. Yeah. We moved here in 2007 and started introducing people to the game, but as more and more people have played it and fallen in love with it, then they introduce it to a lot of people as well. So,
yeah, I mean, you walk in the parks, people are playing this, they're throwing blocks at other blocks.
That's what they're doing. Yep. In the schools, parks, everywhere.
Yeah. What do you think the attraction is to the game itself? What is the appeal of Kub?
For me, it's a simple game, but it's complex. There's different strategies. At the same time, it's for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're 7 years old or 80 years old. So at the U.S. Championship, we have people playing that are 6 and 7 years old. We have people that are playing in their 80s.
Yeah.
And pretty much anybody can compete against anybody. It doesn't matter if you're a big, strong triathlete or not or whatever. It's a great game.
Is a championship held here?
Every year.
Every year?
U.S. National Kub Championship.
Where is that held?
It's at the soccer park.
The soccer park.
Yep. So we started it first at a park, Grand Avenue, Grand and First. There was a little park there. That was in 2007. We moved it to Forest Street Park, moved to Boyd Park. We outgrew all those parks. The only place we can hold it now is at the Eau Claire Soccer Park. This is the 10th year.
Do people play simultaneously, or is there like a number of cool games going on at the same time?
So last year we had 108 teams. Yeah. So you divide that by two, we had 54 fields or pitches set up. So there's 54 games going on at one time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really? And how do you figure out who's winning in those circumstances? It's really complex.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it's all set up that, I mean, teams have to come back to the scoring headquarters and let us know who won and lost. And it's a proper tournament. You know, at the end, we crown a U.S. champion. So. Yeah. We have Kid Kub, too, now on Friday, the day before. So last year we had 24 teams, I think, of kids. Largest kid tournament in the world for Kub, yeah.
Yeah. Is there Kub gear as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kub kid. There's Kub gear. Now, if I want to show I'm a Kub,
I'm on the big stage probably just once in my life, so I thought I had to wear Kub gear here.
Yeah,
so,
that's nice. But I mean, they're Kub gloves, or Kub hats, or Kub shoes, or Kub.
Not yet.
No.
But
think about it. Huh?
Yep. Yep. Someday, some big company will let us know that there should be Kub shirts or hats. Or something.
And this is a Swiss in origin, obviously, but
Swedish.
Swedish.
Yep.
Obviously. That's what I meant to say. You're going to miss my fumbles, really.
Right.
So it's Swedish, obviously,
in
origin. Was it the game of kings, or who played?
The story is the Vikings played it, so 1,000 years ago. So that's the story. And it kind of got reintroduced, I guess you could say, like in the 80s and 90s, on the Swedish island of Gotland, which is in the Baltic Sea.
Gotland,
and that's where the world championships are held every year.
Yeah.
So, and it's huge there. And in Sweden, I did a...
I don't think the Vikings doing a game like Kub. You think more blood and guts, kind of trials of great strength and so forth.
Yeah.
But this is...
Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah, this is... The story is this is what they would do after they would do those things.
How about rape and pillage and a little Kub afterwards?
Yep.
Can you show me?
Absolutely.
We don't have a Kuba field. Tell me what I have to do.
Yep.
And how we do it.
Well, we're going to let you the opportunity to knock over the king. So this is the king use at the championship. So red, white, and blue.
Is that official size and everything?
Yep. Official. We provide all the sets for all the players. So when people come, they have everything there. So this is the king we use. We had a little yellow down here just to kind of the roots of the game are from Sweden. So just a little yellow down there for that.
Oh, I thought they were Swiss.
And they have good chocolate, too.
Yeah, okay.
So
what do we call this thing?
That's the king.
Oh, the king. I mean, there's not a big name for it from the Viking days or something?
You say kung. Kung is king.
Kung?
Is in Swedish, And this is the Kub. That's the Kub block.
Kub,
yep.
I get this, how this works so far.
And then here's the baton.
Baton.
Yep. So, you want to go over here, or what do you want to do?
I guess here.
Can I move with this? Is this good?
Let's.
Yep.
All right.
So we'll set these up, and we'll let you throw at a couple. Usually we play at the field's 8 meters, so that's probably from here to over the end of the stage, maybe a little bit shorter. So you just take it and... Yeah, so you just take the baton and the premise of the whole...
Should I throw the mic or the baton at?
Same size. So you take the baton, you have to throw it underarm, and then you got to try to knock these over. And the game's set up, we got the king in the middle, then you have 5 cubes on each side of the field, and there's 2 teams. It's tough to explain in front of thousands of people and then the radio, but that's the whole premise. But
you have to knock all the ones around the king first before you get to the king.
Yeah.
And is there an order?
No, you have 5 on the back line, so you just throw them from your back line, you try to knock over those 5. And then as you knock them over, they get put back in the field, and that's the part that it gets a little crazy to explain and everything.
Over and they get back set up again?
Yep, so the team has to throw them back, and then the defending team puts them up vertical, so you have to knock over those field ones before you can knock over the baselines.
Can you knock over the defending team?
It's been done a couple times, yeah. Vikings. Yeah. The Vikings did that, yeah.
They did it that way. All right, so I don't understand this at all. That's all that means, but... I mean, so I just knock this over with this thing?
You gotta stand back a little bit.
Oh, okay. Like here? Farther? A lot of equipment. No, that's all right. Practice. And I just knock over the king? What's that thing doing there standing there then?
The coup would be in the back, and you'd be trying to knock them over first. Okay. The king's like the 8 ball. If you knock him over during the game, you lose.
Oh,
but after you knock over all the coups on the opposite side of the field, then you can attack the king.
Okay. But if they're setting up again, how do you ever get anywhere?
You got to get really good. Yeah. Or at least better than the other team.
All right. For all the money. Underhand, right? But form-wise, what are we looking for in a throw?
Yep, so the baton has to pretty much travel vertical. It can't go sideways at all, can't go horizontal. So you just want to get it, and you just want to throw it underarm, just like that.
Oh, nice.
Sorry.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, that's okay. It's not my equipment. Okay.
Just in case you missed.
Oh, a couple more. Okay. No, how can I miss? I got these progressive lenses, so some of it is in focus, and some of it ain't. Try one. Yeah, Stephanie wants to do it too.
I can't follow that, Michael.
Okay. Oh, that was fantastic. I have such a feeling of power.
Do you feel like a Viking?
Yeah. So when is this year's contest coming on?
So this year the U.S. Championship is on July 9th, and then the top 16 teams come back on the 10th on Sunday. And then the Kid Coupe, as I said, is the Friday before.
Yeah.
And now it's so big, we actually have a pre-championship, and that's 2 weeks before that, so
yeah,
where teams can play. But now there's, I mean, when we started the first tournament in 2007 here, that was the first tournament in the U.S. Now there's over 40 in the U.S.,
yeah,
and it's just growing more and more. And there's half the tournaments are in Wisconsin. But you don't have to play in tournaments. I mean, just people play in their backyard when they're grilling out and having fun and doing whatever.
So. I think I could be good at this. Did you like my throw?
You're one for one.
One for one, yeah. I'm going to leave it at that, too. I'm
impressed
at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Eric, thank you very much. That's fascinating stuff.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And now we know a little bit about coup. But don't kid yourself. It's easier if I'm not doing it. Thanks, Eric. Eric Anderson. Coup master. Very cool.